Слава Богу.
Да.
Слава Богу.
Слава Богу. Ну, чтобы все на крест на то выбудок, во всем было бы слава Богу.
Слава Иисусу Христу.
One of the kind of objections that I get to America supporting the war in Ukraine is this narrative that the Ukrainians have clamped down on religious liberty. They've closed all the churches. They won't let people worship. And I want to just set that straight. I want to add some context to what's going on here and explain to you real quick what's happening. This behind me is called the Lavra Monastery, and it's a Russian Orthodox monastery in Kyiv, in downtown Kyiv. It's beautiful. It's historical. It's been here for, you know, centuries. And it's run by the Russian Orthodox Church. Now, a few years ago, the Russian Orthodox Church and the Ukrainian Orthodox Church had a church split, mostly over ideological differences, liturgical differences, and that sort of thing. But they, so they're not friends anymore. But this Russian Orthodox Church is still here. There are many Russian Orthodox churches around Ukraine, and people freely worshiped there up until the war happened. And here's what happened. Back during the Soviet Union, it was very common and almost ubiquitous that in the churches that were allowed to stay open, the KGB would have agents placed as priests in those churches to report on what the people were doing and saying, and how they were feeling, whether they were for or against the government, that sort of thing, in the churches, and to make sure that the other priests did not, did not say anything negative against the government while they were preaching or whatever. So that's very common. That's, you know, there's no question that that was a very common occurrence that happened all the time during the Soviet times. What they found after the war started here was that in many of the Russian Orthodox churches here in Ukraine, the Russian government had replaced the priests here with spies from the FSB. This particular one was really bad because it's, again, traditional, it's a big tourist attraction, and it happens to be right across the street from an important government building that pertains to the Ukrainian military. And so they closed this down, they kicked the priests out for the indefinite future. Now, these people behind me are just angry because they are used to worshiping at the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which is right next to the Lavra, connected to it. That stayed open, but today there's some construction going on there, and the police are concerned because of some of the things that have been happening with the worshipers that are going into that church. And so they've prohibited anybody from entering today till they can get a better handle on that situation. That's the best information I can get here. But the bottom line is that the Russians have not hesitated to use even the church to advance their strategic and tactical goals in this war. And that's very unfortunate. It's unfortunate for the people. It's unfortunate for the church. But it is what it is. So no, they're not outlawing Christianity or anything like that in Ukraine. They are trying to keep Russian spies out of the church.